Hey everybody, out in podcast land is David coming at you with a brand new podcast. Well, today we're going to talk about having a real, true covenant. Not just a covenant by words, not just a covenant that you think it is, not just because somebody says next to you, hey, you're doing a great job, you have a great covenant. I'm talking about the things nobody sees. I'm talking about that covenant that's on the inside that nobody sees, that's between you and God, having a true covenant, a true walk with God, fixing the relationships that you may have broken in the past, fixing the covenants that you may have broken in the past, going through and doing the best you can to fix things that are maybe out of your control now. Maybe you started a new covenant. Maybe you've ran all ahead of God and you made all kinds of new decisions and ideas, and then God didn't come along with you, and now you're trying to get him to go along with you, just like Uzzah and Dave when they were traveling along and trying to bring the covenant back to the house of God. Well, they didn't do it right. And because they didn't do it right, God was not happy. And until they got it right, God was not going to show up and do what they wanted. I want to talk to you about that, having a real covenant with God. Sit back, get a cup of coffee like we usually say, get ready to invite somebody, and with that, God bless. Hey everybody out in podcast land, it's David coming at you with a brand new podcast. Well, I hope you're having a great day today. Me and my family's been having a great day, spending time together, praying and worship. We started the day off with worship instead of prayer. We let David have the choice, and he chose to worship. So that's what we did first thing this morning. So what a great day with the family. Been thinking a lot about the bondage message. We've been talking a lot about that over the last week or so. So I want to continue that theme since it's been on my heart and it's got fresh in my mind. And I want to talk about that prisoner, the person that's in jail right now. There's people that are in jail all over the country, all over the world. In America, we have some of the most people in prison than any other place in the world. And what that means is a lot of people in bondage. That's what that means. It means a lot of people in prison, a lot of people that are locked up. Hold on, David. There's a lot of people that are not able to have their freedom. If you were to ask any one of them, what they want. So what that means is if you were to go to any of these prisoners that are already convicted and in a jail cell and ask them, hey, would you like to get out today? They would all say yes. And you would let them out. And that does not mean that they're free. That means that they're still in bondage because whatever caused them to go in there, they didn't change. So you see, just because your physical body sometimes is in a jail cell doesn't mean you're free. It doesn't mean that your bondages have been broken. And that's the same thing with Christians nowadays. Many Christians are free on the outside. They have their outside body free. They have everything going on free, but their mind is in bondage. They are trapped. Their thinking is wrong. Their ideas are wrong. The way they interpret scripture is wrong. The leadership that they put over them is wrong. Everything about their walk with God is wrong, but they might look like they're free on the outside. It might look like everything looks good on the outside when they see people, but they're not free. Now, I don't know if you can hear my son in the background, but he's in the background, and that's what the noise is. I'm trying to keep him down so it doesn't interrupt the podcast, but I want to put one out. I've been trying to put them out as much as I can every day or every other day right now. Short clips, things I can put out for you to think about to help you out. So that's what I'm doing each day, is I'm trying to put them out there for you. As I'm reading and doing my studies and just letting the Lord lead me, I'm relaying it back to you in a way that's easy and palatable and a blessing to you. So that's the thought about bondage today. If you were in a jail cell and people asked you, would you like to be free today? Just because you get out of the jail cell does not make you free. You're physically free, but your mind is still trapped. And that's the picture I want you to see today, is many Christians, as they walk with Jesus on their journey, they might have been set free in one area, but they have never been set free in another area. And that's what you have to work on today. You want God to set you free in all areas. If you are trapped with any kind of addiction, any kind of a thought process, then you have to be set free. So there's a lot of avenues we can take right here. For example, I don't take marriage counsel from anyone that has been divorced, that has never fixed anything in their previous relationships. Just because they got remarried, just because they made new covenants and never fixed the old covenant that they broke, that doesn't give them any right to teach anybody. The reason why I say that is because it's the same theory as what we're talking about with the jail cell. Just because a prisoner gets out of his cell does not make him free. And there's a lot of scripture that will help you out in this area if you take some time and study it out. But you have to fix, that's why when Jesus forgave people, whenever he went and forgave or liberated people, like the tax collector, what did he do? He immediately went and restored funds that he took from people. He restored something that he did wrong. That's the first thing he did. Now, I'm not saying that you have to get married back to the first one. No, that's not what I'm saying. But your relationship has to be restored. The thing that you have destroyed and walked away from, if you've never said, hey, please forgive me, or I forgive you, or hey, we need to work together in some area that we used to not work together in, then I have to question your walk with God. I have to question all your motives, your intentions, and you're always going to have a thorn in your new relationship. You're always going to have a thorn in your new covenant. That new covenant is always going to be stained. You're always going to be in bondage because you're a slave to the master, the Bible says. So you got to get that thing right first, and once you get it right, then you can go on to the next area of your life. Too many times people do this with Jesus. They come to Jesus, and I'm using this as a great example for you to see that when you come to Jesus and you never reconciled with your sins, you've never reconciled with your first covenants, and you just come to God in the old way and you say, this is how it is, and I'm just going to have you accept me the way I am, that doesn't work that way, because it's the same thing as if you were married before and you got a divorce and you go and marry another person, another person, another person, you leave a trail of dead bodies of covenants behind you. That's the same thing as a worldly person just coming to Jesus saying, hey, Jesus, I'm a Christian now. Yeah, well, you say you're a Christian, you have all the looks of a Christian, but you really aren't a Christian on the inside. Why? Because inside you have never rectified those things. You have never fixed those covenants. You have never done it the right way. You've gave the appearance of it, but you've never done it the right way. I want to leave these thoughts with you today. Why? Because I want you to be a better person. I want you not just to be somebody on the outside that looks good or somebody that talks the talk. I want you to be somebody that walks the walk. And with that, God bless. Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast today. And like I just said, welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the end of this podcast. And I hope that you heard something that will bless your soul. I know for a fact God is going to change your life. Why? Because we're going back and we're fixing things in our life. We're not just saying things. We're not just professing to be something. We're actually living it. You see, the modern day Christian, it's easy to do what they're doing. They're not putting any work in. There's no change in their life. They might change in one area. They might be super strong in one area. Have you ever seen a bodybuilder that has really big arms, but his legs are really small? Or a really big neck muscles, but the rest of his muscles were out of proportion? That just doesn't look right. Well, that's the modern day Christian. Many Christians can walk around with supernatural strength in one area, super strength in another area, and weakness all throughout their body in other areas. Why? Because it's hard. It's something that they have to put work in. It's something that it challenges them. It's something that it's not easy. Sorry about all the interruptions, but my son is being potty trained, and whenever he has to go, I have to drop everything and take care of that business. Like I said in the previous podcast, being a father and a dad is two different things. Many people can be dads, but not everyone can be a father. A father is somebody that looks over the needs of their children, looks over all the needs of the house, manages it, even submits. When he makes a mistake, he apologizes, and he does the best that he can to keep going forward and lead his house. So you see, just because you profess to be something, and just because others profess to be something, you have to challenge it. The Bible commands us to do it. You shall know them by their fruits. We have to test every man's fruit. Now, I've had it brought to my attention that people get offended when you start to check their fruit. They call it, you're not supposed to compare yourself. You're not supposed to worry about other people's sins. Well, yes, we are, especially leadership. If you're a true leader, You're supposed to follow me as I follow Christ. And my house is an open book. I am an open book. That's how it's supposed to be. I don't hide like other ministers. I don't hide like other pastors and say, you can't come into my house. I've invited so many people into my house, and the only time that they're not allowed back to come in is when they do something that offends the house. When they cut themselves off, that's when it stops. I don't kick anybody out. I don't tell anybody they can't come. It's them that did it. And they know when they do it, because that they offended the house. You can't offend people's houses. And that's like Jesus. You can't offend him. You can't offend his house. And too many people are doing it by saying, I know what your word says, God, but I'm better than your word. I don't have to listen to your word. I got special treatment. I know other people have to follow these rules, but I don't have to follow those rules. That's a hypocrite. And we are not hypocrites. And I'm bringing my followers to a whole different level. We're going to a higher level, higher dimensions. You'll never supersede the leadership. If you do, then you've grown to where you have to become a leader. And if you're a leader, you have to have your fruit on display for everybody. And everybody has a right to check your fruit. And when you're offended as a leader of anybody checking your fruit, well, then you should not be a leader. Because that's the problem we're having in leadership all around the world right now. They want leadership with no oversight. They want people to be able to be underneath them, and nobody underneath them is allowed to check out what they're doing. That is wrong, because as you go up the scale, it looks like a pyramid. The higher you get up, the less freedoms you have, because you're trading off the height of power. But God says in order to do it the right way, you have to give off your freedom. And the lower you go down, the more freedom you have, but the less power you have. Do you see how it works? That's the scales of justice that God has. Now, that's what I'm calling my listeners and followers to, because that's what God's requiring. We are going to a higher level, not just being professors of God's word, not just being people that talk about God's word. We're the doers of God's word. That's why we're outside the building. That's why we're out in public. That's why we're on the streets. That's why we're out here with our hands on with the people. We're totally committed with the people. Now, if you like that and you like what we're talking about, keep listening, because it's going to get better and better as the time goes on. I love you all out there. And with that, God bless.